New Jersey. You're up next. Hello, Ben.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, Ben.
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
What's your question tonight, Ben?
This happened to come on, and I felt like I should call it because I've been recently talking to talking to different people about their religions and their beliefs, and often in our conversations, it usually ends up coming to when it comes to why we believe what we believe is we each have faith sometimes. But I've been talking to Muslims, Christians, Jews, and they'll tell me they just have to have faith. So if they're all using faith as their mechanism to their truth, is faith really a reliable pathway to truth? They're all getting different answers.
Ben, this is such a great question. When I was studying what was called religious studies as an undergrad, the model we learned was religions are like spokes in a wheel, and the hub is God. And the outer part of the wheel means that the spokes are further apart, so the external differences seem more obvious.
Right.
And then as each religion progresses toward the source, i.e. the truth about God, they become more and more united. So at the middle, all religions are the same. As opposed to God, came down from heaven. It's like the mountain climber who is divine came down the mountain. We don't have to, slug our camping gear and go up. He's done it first. But that issue of, if it's just faith, then all truth claims are equal.
Yeah, well, I think it's obvious, Ben, that all religions are not equal because religions make contradictory claims. So, for example, Islam says Jesus is not God. Christianity says Jesus is God. Those two religions can't be the same. Now, are there some elements of different religions that are the same? Yeah, there are some things that other religions are going to believe that we believe. For example, what I mentioned earlier in the show, those preambles of faith, things that we can know by the natural light of human reason, such as God's existence, the immateriality and immortality of the human soul, even certain ethical principles. When we talk about morality, we understand in our Catholic tradition that morality is based upon or grounded in our human nature. And so anybody with the natural light of human reason can come to know those truths. So you're going to find, Ben, certain truths, certain principles that go across the board. But when you get down to it and begin looking at the different religions in depth, you discover that they are indeed different. Now, in regard to your question about faith being a pathway to truth, in light of the fact that everybody claims faith, it all boils down, Ben, to figuring out, is the belief in that religion warranted or unwarranted? Is it reasonable or unreasonable? Is it credible or is it non-credible, right? So we have to look at the evidence that the religion puts forth for its claims. When we look at Christianity puts forth the historical evidence in the New Testament documents, the historical evidence of Jesus' words and his deeds, which signify and point to his divinity. And then we ask the question, is it reasonable to believe Jesus' claims? As C.S. Lewis's trilemma argument suggests, it's not reasonable to believe he's a liar. It's not reasonable to believe he's a lunatic. So it's reasonable to believe he is who he says he is, namely
because
Lord.
Of the evidence. The two
because
things it's not
evidence.
Reasonable to believe are based on the evidence of what he said
That's
and what
right.
transpired after his death.
That's right. He can't be just a good moral man because he claimed to be God. He can't just be a wise prophet because he claimed to be God. Now, somebody could doubt that fundamental premise and saying, well, Jesus maybe didn't claim to be God, but I think there's good evidence for the fact that he did claim to be God.
And that goes to the reliability of the people who said that he did.
That's correct.
And what they endured rather than deny the truth of the account. In John's case, eyewitness account.
That's correct. And even in Matthew's case, an eyewitness account.
Right.
And Mark being a disciple of an eyewitness,
Gotcha.
So we have credible testimonies of what Jesus said and did. And also in light of the fact that the Gospels came not long after the actual life of Jesus Christ. I mean, when you look at the biographies of Alexander the Great, they're over 400 years, but
the writers
for Jesus,
of Plato and Livy
they're within
and Seneca,
30 to 35 years. Yeah.
Amazing. Curtis Martin has a great chapter on this question of the reliability of the New Testament, which is another topic to explore with a certain former Cajun Zydeco musician.
Yeah.